We must not merely intuit our present situation and all it entails. We must fully understand it on both an experiential and conceptual level if we are to go beyond where we are now. We must see our current possibilities. We must see our difficulties and addictions, all of our shortcomings, biases, prejudices, and presuppositions distinctly in such a way where we come to know that they are not the way to live and be in the world, but are instead a way to live and be in the world. Thus, there are two great drivers: the pain of one's current situation and the desire to transcend it for the purpose of knowledge, harmony, compassion, and truth. Neither mode is mutually exclusive from the other. But at the level where most of us reside, pain is going to be the one waiting for us in the rain, the thing that shakes us from the foundation we were born and embedded into. We will have to come to a point where we can no longer tolerate ourselves after many repeated nights of slamming our head against the wall. Here, we will try anything to get beyond our misery and rest on some form of solid, structured ground. In a sense, then, we cannot be told anything about growth until we are ready to listen. Meaning until we actually want to listen, until we actively seek it out and put it before all else. Perhaps this is the reason why an intervention for some results in recognition, reflection, and action, while for others it results in further entrenchment and conflict. Until this threshold is reached, we cannot hear what we are told, which then leads to the next thing required for our growth. We must be able to understand what we hear, think for ourselves as individuals, to the extent that we can be individuals, and maintain an open mind in the midst of it all. This may seem like an obvious statement to some, because in one way it seems absurd to live a life where we don't do all that, where we don't understand what we hear, where we don't think for ourselves, and where we don't maintain an open mind. Yet if such knowledge were as basic in practice as it were in prescription, the world would be crying with a very different depth. What seems to be the case is that these qualities are needed before they are gotten. That is, they cannot be honestly adopted until a certain level of pain and insight transpires. The advent of this, however, is the crumbling of our brick and mortar conditioning. Once we have stepped a bit outside of what we had taken for granted, there will come a point where we are forced to question all things. After all, how can we know that such things are themselves not additional forms of the same tired and empty conditioning? At this point, we maintain confidence in the empirical, but have lost all notions of certainty, because they are the very thing which kept us stagnant in the first place. We seek wisdom and guidance on how to live and act in a more proper way, a way which wakes and breathes us back into life, a way which transforms our entire attitude, a way which transforms our entire set of priorities and sense of self. What develops is something we can never and could never foresee. And what remains, remains solely so that we don't forget the faint cries of our troubled past. But one needs time to pursue such wisdom and guidance. One needs sufficient resources to invest in the path itself. This is the other requisite. And yet perhaps not much is needed if we forgo superfluous things. We don't need that new car. We don't need that new house. We don't need that new gadget or the latest clothes or anything like that. Those are all at bottom for approval. And why would we need anyone's smirk of approval when we have no life to hold on to? We don't need that bottomless race to nowhere. What we do need is the pain of our situation. We need the desire for more and an open mind to hear of it. We need time to study and practice, as well as the resources to sustain that study and practice. We need a greater understanding of where we have come from, the characters we have cast for ourselves, and the people we can aspire to be. We need skills and a profound sense of curiosity. We need a list of all the things we want to do and all the questions we want to answer. We need a deep, rich faith in congruence, the alignment of our actions with our values. Without these, we will reside where we are, believing ignorance to be bliss, and yet all the while struggling harder than anyone to play the role we have shaped ourselves into. Without these, we are fruitless. And with them, we are gifted with the breeze of a chance.
All right, everyone. I hope you got some of value out of this episode. If you'd like to support the show, you can leave a review, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. You can find the blog post for this episode at memeandmeaning.com. And while you're there, sign up for the free newsletter where I share updates, resources, and extended tips to go beyond what you've heard here and beyond where you are now. In addition to all that, by signing up for the newsletter, you will also receive a free copy of my top exercises for self-reflection. It's a simple, one-page PDF with about 22 different sentence completion exercises, all tailored to pull out a deeper, more sincere you. Also, check out Meme and Meaning on YouTube to see this content in a different light. By the time you hear this, this episode may or may not already be up there, but in any case, there is some great content, and I'm continuously adding more. Lastly, thank you for listening. But moreover, thank you for your curiosity and willingness to step outside your quote-unquote ordinary life to think a little bit larger and to think a little bit differently. The first step for all of us is the desire for more out of our time here. But then we must be ready and able to listen to different perspectives, tease out the value in partial truths, and then implement them in action to make things tangibly different. All hopefully for the better. So think about these things, talk about these things, and especially act on these things. Contact me on the site if you have any questions or feedback, and until next time, be kind to yourself and to others. I'll talk to you soon. Later.